The local director of Caritas in Sri Lanka's war-torn Vanni region, Father T.R. Vasanthasilan, was injured today in the ongoing fighting between government forces and Tamil Tiger rebels. Both of his legs were injured and one has already been amputated after shells hit St. Anthony's Church in the war zone. Meanwhile, the United Nations today said the flight of more than 100,000 people from Sri Lanka's war zone is beginning to overload the system. The assessment came after the UN Security Council warned those still trapped inside the rebel-held area remain in grave danger. The military says troops now control all but 13 square kilometers of the Indian Ocean island, where the LTT are fighting a last stand in their war to create a separate state for the Tamil minority. We spoke to director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jahan Pereira, who says the UN's warnings are likely to go unheeded.
It is very unlikely that the LTT will listen to the UN at this stage. They have not been listening to the international community for the last several months, in the same way that the Sri Lankan government also has not been listening to the international community, which was pleading with both sides to come up with a ceasefire, and a ceasefire in which the civilians living in that area could be evacuated. I think that the LTT's actions and thinking will remain the same at this time. It's very unlikely that they will allow the people to go. Besides, there's also this factor that I believe that many of the people still remaining in the LTT-controlled territory will be people who actually are fearful of coming out because they have some close relationship with the LTT, either in the form of their relatives being part of the LTT or them having worked in some administrative capacity for the LTT. And they are fearful to come out, and that part of the population may actually want to stay with the LTT.